and on KBUR News Radio, 99.3 FM and 1490 AM from First Christian Church of Burlington, Iowa. We hope that this week's message helps you grow in your faith and share God's love.
Worship here at First Christian Church. We're so glad that you've taken time out of your Christmas Eve evening to join us here for worship. Even though these are strange times and this is certainly not a Christmas Eve that any of us would have imagined or hoped for this year, but we are together anyway as a virtual family of faith, and so we pray that this service on this night will be a blessing to you and a gift to you. We pray the Spirit of Christ will be born in all of our lives here in worship this evening. As we gather for worship, a few things to note as we get ready to praise God tonight. We're so thankful for the members and friends of our congregation who have purchased poinsettias. They are here in our sanctuary, and they are so lovely, and they look wonderful for all of us as we join for online worship service here tonight. We also want to let you know that later on in our worship service, we will gather around our communion table as we do every time we get together for worship. And so we invite you to have ready there at your house whatever you need for communion. If it's bread and cup, or if it's a cookie or coffee, we know that Christ can bless any element to our spirit. And so we invite you to have that ready later on in our worship service this evening. Lastly, we know that on Christmas Eve, we traditionally always end by singing Silent Night here together by candlelight. And so even though we aren't in our sanctuary tonight, we invite you to find a candle there at your house, so that there in your house you can light a candle and we can sing Silent Night together. We can join our voices together as a virtual family of faith on this beautiful Christmas Eve evening. We know that each Sunday during Advent we have been lighting our Advent candles, and so we've been marking our way toward this night here on Christmas Eve. And so here this evening our elder is Bob Ryan, and he's going to come forward now and lead us in our call to worship as we light our Christ candle. Won't you join us?
On this most beautiful and sacred night, we join in heartfelt thanksgiving with believers around the world. We give thanks for the gift that brings us together, the gift of your Son, born in a manger, this night.
We gather in our homes, in our cars, in strange and unexpected ways, but we are together. We are a people of Christ.
In the birth of Jesus Christ, love came down to earth. Christ changed the world that night in Bethlehem and continues to change our world today. In the midst of ever-changing life, the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ continues to work in us and through us.
Unto us was born the Savior of the world. We pray that we always be open to Christ's leading and teaching. We are a people of Christ.
Tonight, we light the Christ candle. In addition to the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love, may we continue to reflect on and be changed by this Advent season, not just in December, but always.
We are a people of Christ. Alleluia to our King. Amen.
Let us pray. O God of joy and jubilee, fill our hearts with the light of your promise. Enter our lives as softly and quietly as a child, so that we might learn to love you in simplicity and purity of heart. Come into our hearts this night with power and compassion, that we might always draw strength from your abiding presence in our lives. Thank you, O holy God, for your gift of love, born to us this night. In Christ we pray. Amen.
We gather into worship amazed each time that the God who created it all is joined here with us. We go to God in prayer, lifting all of our burdens, lifting our joys, lifting the burdens of others. Let us go before God in prayer. O come, Emmanuel. God, you are with us as you have been with us since the beginning of everything. On this night, we worship you and give thanks for your Son, who you sent into this world as one of us, as a lowly human. What a gift to receive the Creator God as a tiny, innocent baby.
As we near the end of this unusual year, we marvel at all that has changed, all that has been different this year from any other year. Even this, our Christmas Eve worship, is strange. For many of us, it is uncomfortable. We hold fast to our traditions, our favorite memories from childhood that we keep alive through this beautiful Advent and Christmas season year after year. This season, this night, and this worship celebration likely do not look as we would choose. So many special moments of this night are included in being together physically in the same space to worship, to sing, and to pray. And yet, even as things are different and not as we would choose, we still feel the connection that is important. We still know that you are here with us, even though for each of us, here is a different place. We know that we are connected to you and through you on this beautiful, clear night. We know that our brothers and sisters in Christ are celebrating and worshiping around the world, and that together, your church is strong. Together as a church, we pray for those who cannot see your light. We pray that eyes would be opened to your love, that hearts would be open and receptive to the good news of Jesus Christ living among us. We give thanks for the many blessings we enjoy, and we pray for those less fortunate who struggle with life right now. Lord, may each person in need find a meal this night, have a warm bed to sleep in, and be blessed with the gift of community. We lift up those with health concerns or hardships. We pray for your guidance and intervention, your healing and your divine will to be done in all situations. We pray for those who have recently lost loved ones, as we know that holiday festivities can feel an odd combination of beauty and loneliness as we learn to be without someone we love. This season can bring to mind many losses, and we ache to hold the hand or sit beside those who we miss most this time of year. We pray for your healing and love to envelop all who are lonely or in pain. We pray this night, O God, that we would truly realize the value in the gift given to us in Christ Jesus. O God of wondrous power, move in us, encourage and strengthen us to move forward from this night with a renewed energy to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. May we be inspired through our awe at the love that you have for your world and your people. And we pray that we would take that renewed energy and inspiration and endeavor to make disciples of all people. We pray all of this in Christ's precious name, as we lift to you our voices joined as one, praying the prayer that he taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We turn in our Bibles tonight to a beautiful reading from the book of John, beginning with chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
In my office here at church, I have all kinds of little notes and drawings left by my kids. I've been collecting these over the years, as our kids would often and still do come to sit for a while to work on schoolwork or sit there with me while I do my thing for work here at church. And lots of times while they were sitting there in my office, they would borrow a yellow pad or some printer paper or a post-it note, and they would do a drawing and leave me some notes. These little notes that I've collected over the years are too good to throw away, and so I've been keeping them on my bulletin board and office wall and taped to my file cabinet. In some of the drawings, it's very easy to see what the kids had in mind as they were working on their hand-drawn sketch. In one of them, there's a baseball field labeled Busch Stadium. Another one, there's a little golfer, and he's on a tee box, and there's a green in the distance, and some fairway and rough and some trees. One other drawing has a nice little stick figure of all four of us. These drawings are easy to see. But in some of the other drawings, the figures and the people and the places are a bit harder to see and decipher. These drawings from when our kids were little have to take a little bit of interpretation these days. You have to kind of turn to wonder to realize that those bumps are actually mountains and those wavy lines up in the sky are actually birds. It's harder to see the family and the house and the church and all the little village there. Sometimes you have to kind of stand back to see the ocean and the trees and the whole entire landscape that has been drawn. It's almost like that old saying where you can't see the forest for the trees. Sometimes when you look at these wonderful drawings from our kids from a certain angle of a three-year-old, then you can really see what's going on in their mind and by their hand. It takes a bit more effort. It takes a standing back to seeing things from a different point of view and vantage point. Well, for me, this is what it is like for us here tonight in this peaceful and quiet yet strange Christmas Eve. For the scene, we know, is all set before us. The songs that we've been singing tonight have been telling us the story that Mary and Joseph have now arrived. The shepherds are here. The wise men are still on their way with their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. But here on this night, when there is not any room in the inn, that is all booked up, so says the sleepy innkeeper, the only sound of the night is the angel's song. Glory to God in the highest on earth, peace among all whom God favors. As we retell and reconsider this old, old story of our faith that has been passed down through the years, that we've been telling on Christmas Eve after Christmas Eve, year after year, that we've been imagining with our nativity scenes, the scriptures that we usually hear on Christmas Eve give us a close-up view of the manger. If we peer in just so, we can see the look of relief and joy on the face of Mary and Joseph. We can see the newborn baby Jesus lying there in the manger wrapped in bands of cloth. And if we lean in ever so slightly, we can sense the wonder and the joy of it all. And we can almost hear Mary saying, I can't quite believe it. Sometimes we can almost even smell the straw and hear the angels. But even though that's the case, we can't quite appreciate the magnitude of the story until we stand back. For once we see the scene from a wider angle and a wider point of view, then we can appreciate how wonderful and glorious the scene really is. You see, the story that we heard tonight from the Gospel of John, his message gives us that wider view. For the way that John tells his story about the birth of Jesus Christ, he's not concerned at all with any angels or shepherds. He makes no mention of any manger, no newborn baby. John is less concerned with the details, and he's more concerned with what all this means. For here is this baby, he says, the one that the prophets spoke about, the one that we come to worship and adore on a night like this, the one that we give our lives to follow and emulate. See, here tonight, John wants us to take a step back and see what all of this really means. I mean, there are times when you stand in front of a painting or you look at a picture on your phone, and if you scoot up close enough, you can almost see the brushstrokes in the painting. You can almost see the pixels in the photograph. And these are great and wonderful, but only when you stand back can you like see the whole scene. And so this is what John is about. He's less concerned with how Jesus came to be in Bethlehem, with he is about why Jesus comes to be in our lives today. He tells us that Jesus is the Word of God, that with Jesus is life, and in him and through him all things came into being. And so now here for us tonight, Jesus comes to bring to us the light of the world, to bring a light that is so bright that nothing at all can overcome it. His light shines into all the dark places of the world, that his light is so bright that no pain and suffering, no troubles that we face can put his light out. He even comes even more, John says, to show us the way, to tell us that if we want to live our lives like God, if we want to live more godly kind of lives, all we have to do is look to Jesus. I mean, he came into the world and his own people didn't even recognize him. They disregarded him and they didn't believe him, but we do. And so he comes full of grace and truth for us. See, that's the good news that we hear in this wide-angle lens story tonight. It is good news for people like us in this year when we are tired and we are weary and we are worn out and beaten down by life. Jesus comes to be with us and love us and save us and shine his light of love into our lives so that we can find our way back home to God. He comes to be just like us in human form, because he tells us there's always a word of love, that all hope is never lost, and God always finds a way, even in the least expected and least likely places. See, sometimes in life we're so busy focused in with the busyness of life that all we see is the business that we have to do day after day, even through these pandemic days. They were so focused in that we miss what God is doing. And so for us on this cold Christmas Eve, in this year when there's been so much to bring us down and worry us and leave us anxious, Jesus comes to be the light of the world and the light for our lives. He brings us that light and he gives us hope. Thanks be to God for it. Amen.
Glory to the light of the world. Glory.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you have come to us through Jesus Christ, both in the midst of time and history in the city of Bethlehem, and the timeless presence of Christ's Spirit as we have received the gifts of bread and cup. As we light these candles, send us out into the world rejoicing, ready to share your love in all we do. Through the grace of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.